All right. Congratulations to Coach Grant for having the street named after him. It's a great honor, and he deserves it. He's a great man and great coach. As far as the game yesterday, I feel like it was a good team win. I thought we played good in all phases, not all the time, but we played good in all phases. The special teams obviously showed up big, not just in the punt blocks, but also in the return game, and we did a lot of good things there. Offensively, I thought we started out well and had a little slowdown in the right after the halftime, but we picked it back up again and did the things we needed to win. And defensively, for the most part, I thought we did some good things, and then there's still some things we got to clean up. So, questions.
You said yesterday that Xavier is maybe the most improved player on the roster from when you took over. What's the biggest thing that he's come along with?
I think not only his technique, but also his confidence in understanding really what we're trying to get done, but his I think he's, you know, I try to preach to these guys every day in practice, don't let your guy catch the ball, and I think it that mentality is starting to show up a little bit with him. But I also think some of the toughness things is showing up with him as well. I expect our corners to be tough guys and support the run, not come out of the games and things like that. And I think he's trying to do that as well.
Part of the original game plan to kind of have Banyard be the number two back in the first half and Tate be the number two back in the second half, or did it just end up working out that way?
Just kind of ended up working out that way. There was we missed the protection on the one. One of the backs missed protection, so he didn't get to play quite as much.
I know you're not caught up in individual sack numbers, but Everson Griffin did reach double figures yesterday. He's up to 11. Can you just talk about how far he's come this season and whether he's met or even exceeded your expectations?
Well, my expectations are always pretty high for everybody, so I don't know about exceeding or meeting, but he works real hard. I think he's bought into everything that we're trying to get accomplished. You know, honestly, I could care less if he gets three sacks next year or 28. The thing that impressed me more this week about him was he got double teamed and chipped a lot with the backs, and sometimes those guys get frustrated and they kind of go off the reservation a little bit and try to do their own thing, and he did not. He stuck with the plan, and when he got the opportunities to get some one-on-ones, he took advantage of them. So those kind of things to me are where I see progress. The things I said about him yesterday, are, I still feel the same way.
How'd you feel about Mike Harris getting his first start at right tackle?
I thought he did well. He battles hard. He competes. He had a couple rough plays, but I thought for the first time he did well.
Is that a good gauge, Johnson, to kind of see possibly if Harris could stay there at right tackle for the rest of the season?
Yeah, I mean, Charles Johnson's a good player, and we just keep going forward from there.
With Patterson just kind of needing more time in practice and that whole thing, he expressed some confusion about why he didn't play a little bit more on offense. Is that something you anticipate having to address with him more this week? Or?
If you ask me, I will. He missed 2 days of practice. He missed Wednesday and Thursday of practice. And so it's hard to get involved too much in the game when you're missing that much time. He came back on Friday and practiced. I'm gonna keep saying this over and over until somebody believes me that I am in this guy's corner. The biggest thing for me is that I say you know, we don't want him in there. We don't want to do this. We don't want to do that. That's ridiculous. I want every one of our players to be good and be great. And, you know, we all want instant gratification, including myself. But sometimes this takes a little bit longer than it does. So I have high hopes for him. I'm in his corner. I want him to be a good player. It would help this football team. It would help me. It would help everybody around that he becomes a great player. But it may be not right away. You know, I keep going back. I know everybody, but I keep going back, and I had players in Cincinnati, defensive players who are great players now that got to play sparingly their first or second year, not just because somebody was in front of them was a better athlete, but knew what to do all the time and was kind of grooming the guy along. And I still feel that way about Cordero. He's going to be a good player. I don't have any doubts in my mind about that. So, I don't know.
Two quick clarifications on Cordero. Was that the funeral when he missed the 2 days of practice last week? Okay, because he was listed, I guess, as knee.
Well,
he had knee problem, too.
Yeah.
He thought also that the coach, he said he's fine in his own words, but he thinks the coaches are concerned about his knee and his ankle is why he didn't play that much.
He was gone for Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, so it's kind of hard to evaluate him. And when he came back, his knee looked all right. So, but that wasn't anything about that.
He wasn't there, or had he talked to you?
No, he talked to me. Yeah, he talked to me. Everything's good. We make this thing out to be way bigger than what it is. You want to talk about Teddy?
How does he ball look?
Excellent. I thought it looked great. Threw a great one to Jarius on the 3rd and 2. You know, it takes a lot of guts. Sit in there, it's 3rd and 2. You know, their team's got a little momentum at the time. He gets the look he wants and the matchup he wants and sees it and puts the ball on the money. I thought he threw a great deep ball to Charles Johnson, too.
You talked yesterday about how he's seen some of the reads and he's making throws even if they're not necessarily the safest throw. Is that something you guys were talking to him about?
Well, not necessarily the safest throw. We're talking to him about making throws and where we think the ball should go into different coverage. You know, the 3rd and 12 he threw to Charles Johnson was in 3rd and 13, I guess, was a big play. And he had to fit it into some tight coverage on that one. So I just think the more familiar he gets with the things he's seeing, and, you know, I think he's doing a great job with the offense, you know. And I talked to a lot of players during the week, and I talked to a lot of veteran players, and I asked them about Teddy. You know, what do you think of this guy? And they all tell me that they love him, number one, and they have great confidence in him in being a great quarterback because they watch him every day just like I do, and they appreciate the way that he handles his business, the way he prepares and play and studies and all the things that people outside the rooms don't see. So, and they've all been, you know, a lot of them been on other teams and seen a lot of other great quarterbacks too.
Why do you think his accuracy so much yesterday versus the week before?
I don't know. Do you play golf?
Right.
Yeah. Sometimes you're good and sometimes you're bad. I don't know. It's.
Mechanically that you know,
no, I mean, you know, we work with him on things. He was dropping the ball down a little bit the week before when he was releasing it, but that's not, you know, I don't think that's, he doesn't have mechanical flaws. His ball, he throws a nice ball. He's, so.
On that first drive that he had and what he was able to do there offensively.
First drive. Ran a boot the first play, right? Yeah, and he ran. Yeah, and he had the same deal last week, and guy was covered, and he threw it away. This week he ran for 3 or 4 yards. I don't remember exactly what went on this year. I've been watching the Jets all day. So, what else happened in the series? Yeah, we hit the boot to Rudolph for the touchdown. He hit Jennings on the 3rd and 5, right? That's one. Mm-hmm. You know, he came out of that one. The corner backed off, you know, and I think he was looking for the corner route, and the corner backed off, and he ended up coming back down to the to him. So,
being able to start fast for him, though, is that part of the kind of the progress that you keep talking about with him, and just a good stride that possibly that you've seen?
Well, we do talk to him about starting fast, and we feel like it's important, especially in his progression, that he continues to go that way and start fast. You know, and you never really know how it's going to unfold because you get a lot of different looks, or you know, but, you know, and each week is a different week, honestly. It could change next week, who knows.
Today about making some better decisions pre-snap and knowing right where he wants to go with the ball. Is that a matter of him getting better at diagnosing defenses or just kind of trusting what he's seeing when he gets up there?
Well, I think both. You know, a lot of times, especially with a young quarterback, people are always trying to give you some extra disguises that they haven't had in or haven't showed a lot. And so, you know, you try to get a pre-snap read, and then post-snap you clarify what you initially thought. And so I think that's part of what he's doing as well.
For those who weren't there, can you talk about how the Bud Grant ceremony was and how cool will it be driving down Bud Grant Way on your way to the new stadium?
I was not there. I was working. But Bob can tell you. Yeah, Bob can tell you.
Well, how cool will it be driving down Bud Grant Way?
Yeah, it's cool for me just to have him in the same building, having the office there. But, you know, I think it's – yeah, I got my pin on. It's great for the – I think it's great for the – not only the – for me and everything that he's done for coaches and coaching, but also for the fans being able to, you know, come in. I might get my picture taken in front of the post there. A little bit, except, you know, I heard he didn't let you wear gloves or anything like that. So, but it was like some of those old NFL films shots, you know, where the breath is coming out and it's pretty cold. It's actually kind of fun.
Did he say anything to you about letting the players have heaters on the sidelines and things like that? Because
no.
He wouldn't allow that.
No, he didn't say anything.
We
talk mostly about hunting and fishing.
When it comes to the whole mind over matter for that, when it gets that cold, or some guys were, you know, without sleeves, some guys were three, you know, I think Captain said he had three layers on. I mean,
you know, I just let guys be guys. I really don't try to mess with them on game day. You know, during the week is when I try to preach to them about what we're trying to get done. And then, you know, everybody has different routines on game day, and you know, some guys like to listen to music, some guys like to sit and pray in the locker room, and some guys like to, you know, joke around or whatever. And so, but to me, it's just pregame. It doesn't really, any of that stuff doesn't matter. And however they feel like they can play the best on Sunday, I'm all for it.
Did the league say anything about the heaters and using the footballs to heat up the balls?
No, the only thing I heard was that it was their sideline. Was it theirs or ours?
I'm not sure.
Somebody told me it was theirs, so I don't know. But no, they haven't. Not to my knowledge, they haven't. Somebody told me their ball boys were doing it.
Coach, you mentioned you were working on the Jets tape today. What are your initial thoughts?
Well, I've been watching a lot of the offense, and they're really talented. It's Chris Ivory's a hard running back, and they've got the other running back, Chris. Used to be at Tennessee. Chris Johnson has got a lot of speed. They got, I think, you know, Brickshaw Ferguson is playing tackle for him. It'll be a good matchup with our defensive end. And then Mangold's the center. You know, they've got Percy Harvin now, and they've got a ton of weapons. The receiver from Denver. Decker, 87. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they've got a ton of weapons. I've really been impressed, honestly. So, you know, they're physical up front. They run the ball hard. They run a ton of different things, wildcat and reverses and options and boots and throwbacks and all kinds of stuff. So they're, I've been impressed.
Do you envision sort of a running back by committee here in this last month? Or, I mean, what ideally would you want McKinnon to be the guy to sort of carry?
Well, I don't know yet. We're, you know, we're still evaluating where he's at. And then, but we're going to go with the guys that are playing well.
And he's limited.
Well, he had a few plays. He had the one run, was a pretty good run, 9-yard run, and then the other one he thumped it up in there. But at the end of the game they were pretty loaded up trying to stop him in there. So, but he's done some good things in practice, and he's got to carry the ball a little tighter.
Time for two more.
In that game, it seemed like he was pretty aggressive in coverage. I don't know what you were able to see.
Yeah, I thought he did better in coverage this week. I think, we had him down around the line of scrimmage a little bit more, and so that helped him some. But he did a good job on the tight end a couple times. He did a good job on the receiver a couple times. And for the most part, he was in the right place. But, on the one boot, he almost intercepted. So I thought he did better.
Check out okay today, and is that something that there's probably going to be bothering him the rest of the way?
Yes, he checked out okay, and we're still evaluating where he's at, but I mean, there's no structural damage to him at all.
How's he doing there? Sure, he's fine.
Same. Actually, okay. Probably doing better than last week, even though we're not talking about injuries. All right, you good? All right, thanks.